Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you about the survey that we're running. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey, and your responses will help inform upcoming content, topics, guests, and it'll just be super helpful for us if you fill it out. So please do it. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey. Okay, here's the show. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk about serums on mini episodes.
And here we are.
Doing a mini app.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
You know, Kate, I gotta say, we get a lot of great emails and voicemails.
We do.
Yeah. So thank you.
I love them.
Thank you all for sharing those. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do that at 781-591-0390 and send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com or go to our website, forever35podcast.com.
You knocked them out of the park there, Dory.
Thank you. So let's get right into
it. Let's roll in.
We got a lot to talk about today.
We do. Let's voicemail it up.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Danny McCulloch. I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was inspired to call because I'm currently listening to episode 14 and Kate is talking about her OCD and anxiety and how she went through finally contacting a psychiatrist. And I just wanted to say I suffer from the same thing. I have pretty severe OCD when it comes to any kind of health-related issues. I'm severely med phobic, so those two things don't work out very well together. When it gets really bad, I'll kind of be obsessing over food, like, is it safe to eat? Is it contaminated in some way? And it kind of came to a head last year, and I also eventually had to seek out a psychiatrist. Because I was dealing with severe migraines and the OCD, and it was a really terrible time. And as someone who deals with it, I just want to say I'm super proud of you for doing that. I eventually, it took a couple of months, but we found the right medication for me that works for both migraine and anxiety. It's a tricyclic antidepressant, an old antidepressant that's not really prescribed anymore called amitriptyline. It's really helpful for me. That's also a time when I started coming up with routines, which probably helps with OCD. then I found you guys. And so I just wanted to reach out and say that I'm there with you. And I know it's kind of isolating sometimes to have these anxieties and obsessive thoughts over things that seem so trivial to others. And you do feel kind of, you know, you say it to someone and they're like, well, that doesn't sound so bad. And it's like, well, to me, it's the end of the world right now. So, I'm here with you. Thanks for such a good podcast. And since it's just such a long email already, I won't talk about my routine, but I'll see you guys on the internet. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, caller.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah, I'm so happy you have figured out stuff that is working for you. And also I felt very touched that you said you were proud of me.
Yeah.
That made me feel good.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of me.
That's great.
I can relate to so much of what they said.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And I bet other people can too.
Yeah. So, I hope that these discussions have helped you guys.
Do you mean like me?
No, people the listeners. And the world.
I know it's, yeah. It's, I hope so. I think like the more we talk about our mental health, the more power we have.
Yeah.
About it, not over it, but the yeah. more empowered you are, I think, to kind of figure it out. And
totally. And also just, I think the act of talking about it with others is empowering.
Yes. And it takes the stigma. Exactly. You're chipping away at the stigma, not just for yourself, but for everybody. So yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you sharing. We both do. We were both like fist pumping
yeah.
as that played.
Okay. So Kate, I think we have some emails.
Okay, great. Here we go. Hi, ladies. Thanks for making an awesome podcast. Who knew listening to people talk about skincare would be enjoyable?
I mean, we kind of knew.
We had a hunch, not to toot our own horns. I was interested in the topic of traveling with your skincare routine. What do you do with all your lotions and potions? What do you put your serum in? I was recently traveling for work and basically just used anything I had in travel size. Thanks, Melissa.
I love talking about skincare whilst traveling.
I just traveled and I bought myself that travel humidifier, FYI.
And?
It was amazing.
Right? It's like life-changing.
It is. It was great. Yeah. Although I posted pictures of it and everybody thought it was some sort of dildo.
That's weird because I posted pictures of mine and no one thought it was.
Well, maybe I seem like the person who travels with a dildo.
And posts about it on social media.
Very eagerly about it. And also a dildo that has steam coming out of it that I keep in a cup. It could happen.
We might have just invented something.
I mean, maybe that's how we're going to finally make the money. So, but I will tell you, I kind of do what this person does, which is I dig through my travel size bin and I kind of just grab whatever's there. I do have little plastic containers that I sometimes will fill with things I want to bring. But for this trip, I didn't bring any serum. I just brought moisturizer and cleanser.
What I usually do is I do the same thing. I keep a collection of travel size things that I steal from hotels. Mm-hmm. But I also have invested in some select travel size items of some of my favorite things, like P50 lotion. I bought the travel size because... I tried decanting it and it just like didn't really work.
And sometimes when you decant, then you like the product spills everywhere and then you're losing your product.
It just did not go well.
I also just want to say I bought a travel size P50 just to try it out and it's lasting a very long time.
Yeah. You don't need to use that much.
No. So if you're curious about that product, the tiniest version goes a long way.
Totally. But a lot of my serums they're in bottles that are like 1 or 2 ounces. So I will usually just take one or two. I'll take like my morning serum and a night serum, and I will take sunscreen, of course. And I've been using the Misha Sun Milk, which is also in a small bottle. So I can just take that. What I try to do more often than not is take my shampoo and conditioner in their own bottles, because my hair, as discussed, my hair is so thin and tends to get greasy that often hotel shampoo is not great for it.
So that's an important one for you.
For me, that's an important one. And I also don't love scented body wash. So I will sometimes either like find a travel size body wash that I like or bring my own body wash in a small container. Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for me is narrowing it all down because I flew with a carry-on.
Right.
And when you're doing that, you have to really be targeted.
Totally.
In what you bring. But it also just helps you kind of remember you only need a lipstick.
Yes.
You only need a little bit of, you don't need.
Unless you're Anya.
Yes. Or unless, I mean, look, if you're an on-camera star, you need, then check your bag. But for me, I was just interacting with people.
But, now that you're talking about this, I think this is how I stopped wearing foundation.
Because you couldn't bring it on the...
Well, no, I could, but I was like, oh, this takes up a lot of room in my makeup bag. I'm just going to go foundation free on this trip. I don't remember where or when it was. And then I was like, maybe I don't even really need foundation.
Yeah.
So I've not been wearing foundation most of the time. Like if I know I'm going somewhere where I'm going to be having my picture taken, I might put some on. But yeah, I've mostly been foundation free. Anyway, the travel stuff. Yeah. But I also sometimes will use traveling as a way to try out new products. Mm-hmm. Like if I get samples, I recently just randomly got a lot of Aesop samples. So I've been trying, I got like some of their shampoo and I've been trying that when I travel.
You can also buy sample size stuff at Sephora. Like if there's that's how I totally test brands out, because I don't want to spend full yes amount of money on
yes
stuff. And that's a great way. Like for example, I bought that Tata Harper Glow box in the last Sephora sale, and the moisturizer I still have, so that's what I brought with me.
Love that.
And I, you know, any little samples.
That's how I tried out Drunk Elephant stuff.
Oh yeah, I also brought a Drunk Elephant marula oil because yeah I had gotten that in some sort of sample box.
I think the Night Bright duo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do think if you wanted to kind of buy some fun products that way, and then, you know, use those as your travel products.
Totally. Huh. And of course, you can get the travel toiletry kit that I recommended several episodes back. And, you know, my friend Emily bought it and she oh said she loves it.
Oh.
So I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like, what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh.
sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have Honey Love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With no.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Bang. Should we play another voicemail?
Let's do it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name's Jen McWinnie, calling you from the 781. I live in Fort Myers, Florida, but I work on the South Shore. So my work phone is the 781 number, and I love all of your South Shore references. So thank you, and I love your podcast. It's amazing! Exclamation point. I have a self-care question for you regarding entertaining. So I invited my girlfriends over for a spa night, totally inspired by your podcast. And it's next Tuesday, so I understand you probably won't be able to respond by then. But I'm hoping if all goes well, we make this like a thing, and we'll have other spa nights, maybe even at other girlfriends' houses, and hopefully I can use some of your tips at those future events. Part of my self-care that I really enjoy is entertaining, and one reason is it forces me to clean my house, which always feels better once it's done, right? Secondly, it allows me to see my super fun girlfriends who are all crazy busy, and it forces us to get together and catch up, and it's a really great environment. Being at home is super comfortable, right? And I get to show off my clean house because my love languages are legit words of affirmation and quality time. So it fills all of those needs. So I'm curious as to like what fun snacks and any cool ideas that you try to do when you entertain. So if you're planning for your girlfriends to come over, do you have any like rituals or really great snacks that everybody seems to have good feedback with when you have girlfriends over? So thank you so much. Again, I really appreciate the podcast, and happy Patriots Day. Take care.
So many excellent specific Massachusetts references.
Totally.
In her message, the 781, the South Shore, Patriots Day.
It's all happening. Well, I love a cheese plate.
I do too.
That's like my go-to.
Well, look, let me just say what my first go-to is.
Yeah.
I drive to frickin' Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Because if you want snacks, Trader Joe's can hook it up.
Totally.
Now, is Trader Joe's everywhere, Dory?
No.
Okay, so I apologize
I don't know where Trader Joe's is or is not.
That might not be an accessible grocery store experience for everybody. But if you want fun, snacky things, their frozen little treats are great. They have affordable cheese for your cheese plate. Interesting cheeses.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Yeah.
Great, cheap, sparkling water.
They have spreads.
They have a lot of just fruits, some veggies, some munchies.
Dried fruits.
Everything.
Yeah.
Dips.
Nuts. They have cheap nuts.
Such good nuts. My favorite nuts are their truffle flavored Marcana almonds.
Those are great.
They're so freaking good.
Yeah.
And I brought them to a thing, actually, that you were at, a poker night.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, what are these almonds?
Yeah, they're delicious. Are those ones with rosemary?
No, those are... I think I brought the rosemary ones, but there's also these truffle flavored ones.
I really like the rosemary ones, too.
So I think the first thing we say is cheese and snackies.
Yeah.
And I think having stuff that appeals to all sorts of different dietary needs, whether you have a vegan friend or a friend who's maintaining a paleo experience.
Yeah, I have one qualifier to that.
Okay.
Which is to not go overboard.
I know. I actually think you're right.
Trying to cater to a million different diets.
Well,
if you have
a vegetable.
Yes. If you have a vegetable, if you have nuts, and usually some fruit Like, I think, you know, if you brought out a plate of like prosciutto and cheese, you're more likely to run into dietary restrictions from multiple people. But if you have like cheese, but then fruit and nuts and, you know, just like a range of things, I think you're good. But I don't think, I personally try not to overly stress about too many people's dietary. I try to make sure that I have a range of things, but I'm not like, oh, what's this person going to eat?
Can I tell you, someone made the most amazing platter for a party for my book.
Oh, wow.
My friend, Oshri. And it was delicious. And then I copied it and it was very simple. Can I tell you what it was?
Yes.
She's Israeli. So it had kind of an Israeli flair. It was pickles, small, like Turkish pickles. I also then went to the Armenian grocery store to buy all these things, but I'm sure you could just get regular old mm-hmm, dill pickles at your mm-hmm. grocery store, hummus and veggies, olives, and then dolmas.
Oh, yeah.
Which you
like
can buy
grape
in,
leaves?
Yes, grape leaves, stuffed grape leaves, which you can buy in a jar at the grocery store. At Trader Joe's, they have them. And it was like the easiest. It was very easy. It looked mm-hmm. very easy. And she used a dollar store plastic tray, which you can then toss. I love the dollar store.
Love that.
For serving things at parties. The other totally. Tip, use all stuff you can throw out. I mean, I know that's probably not the most environmentally sound
yeah.
tip, so I apologize. But if you're looking for ease.
But you can also get like stuff made from recycled.
Yes.
Materials.
There we go.
Yeah.
Items. I don't know.
You got it. But anyway, and there was also like a beautiful just fruit and cheese. Like it's just simple things that people can eat with their hands
yeah.
and nibble on, and then always include some sort of like disposal bowl for pits and things.
Oh, yeah.
I also feel like it's very important to include beverages that are non-alcoholic.
Yes, I agree. Like sparkling water is great.
Yep. Always love a good sparkling water.
And you know, beverages are also the thing that if people ask, what can I bring?
Yeah.
And they can bring beverages, whether it's sparkling water. I am also a fan of like assigning people stuff to bring if they ask.
That's a good rule.
You know, if someone says, what can I bring? You can say a bottle of wine would be great, or a bottle of sparkling water would be great, or whatever. The only problem with that is like relying on people.
Right.
Like you don't always know that they're gonna
come through.
But I think better than them showing up with like something that is totally not useful.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you have any like fun games that you play? Or like, I think the listener was asking about like any sort of ways that you make gatherings extra fun.
Nope. Well, I haven't gone to a game night in quite some time, but I had some friends who no longer live in LA, but they used to have game nights, and we played, my God, what is it called? It's not like moving charades, but it's,
like Pictionary.
No. It's like charades. Oh my God. Wait. Running charades.
Oh, I've never heard of
it. It's called running charades, and it's really fun. And it just, you break up into, I think you probably need at least like 10 people to come over. It's very fun.
I've never heard of that.
You can Google it, because I will get the actual instructions wrong, but it involves trivia and charades, and it's a lot of fun.
I like a game night.
Yeah.
Or an activity night, like, as opposed to just having everybody over. Like when we've learned poker, that has been really
fun. Yeah, that was really fun. You could have people over and make vision boards.
Oh yeah. That would be very on brand for this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even, again, a friend who I've mentioned before has had people bring over, like bring an article to share.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, running charades isn't like the most relaxing event.
But, you know, we met up in Palm Springs with our spouses and another couple and had a game night.
Yeah. And that was really fun.
Really fun.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised at how fun it was.
What did we play?
I don't remember the name
either.
Of the game. I just remember that all women team won.
Yes. Yes. I think Sus knew what it was. It was Sus's game.
Yes. But we had a good time.
We had a really good time.
That can be fun to bring a game into
totally.
The mix. And you could all learn something new that you can play together.
Okay. So Kate, I think we're going to play one more voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I have to say, this morning I was listening to the podcast right before I came into work. I had a very big meeting. I'm a teacher, and it was a big meeting with my principals and heads of my district, and a really big meeting for a special student. Anyhow, something happened on my Apple Watch in the middle of the meeting. I accidentally hit something, and before I knew it, my phone was playing the Forever 35 theme song. So we're sitting around this conference table, and it's like, da, 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 da. And I was so confused of what was happening. And your voices come on that says, welcome to Forever 35 in this meeting. And I finally scrambled to my phone and turned it off. But anyhow, I had to share that because I was sort of mortified. But I actually kind of thought it was hysterical. So love the podcast so much. Have a great day.
I just love that.
I also love that. I also want to say thank you for accidentally recruiting new listeners to the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe the principal went home and became a listener. Another mini episode comes to an end.
Another mini episode in the books. We will talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
Bye.